Sarah Smith, our North America editor, told me what the nation, in her view, would make of Tim Walz's words.
It was a very impressive performance from somebody who is not an experienced public speaker. And he gave the energy of your favourite high school teacher suddenly stepping up to the plate and telling the country things could be better. I thought it was really interestingly brief, which is always merciful in political speeches, and extremely effective. And he showed that this is a man who is a campaigner who is ready for the national stage, even though I think most people in that hall had not heard of him 3 weeks ago before we found out who he was.
The Republicans are trying to tell the nation, aren't they, that he's a phony, basically, that all sorts of things about him aren't real, and his record and his military service and all the rest of it. Are they succeeding at all, do you think?
That was a man dripping in authenticity that we saw appear there tonight. Somebody really very, very unaffected by the national stage, who looked entirely what he is, a former high school teacher, a former football coach, the governor of a small state, who's proud of what he's achieved in that state and who wants to bring things to America. There is nothing about him that seems contrived in any way at all. Now, maybe you don't want somebody bringing the big dad energy to the campaign. Maybe you don't like his small town values, but I think it would be very difficult to describe him as a phony of any kind.
He's a very good warm-up act too, isn't he? Because that, after all, is his job, and his job is to be the number two. And he's got kind of number two energy, if you can put it like that.
He does. And he was talking a lot about how proud he is of Kamala Harris and how great she will be for the country. And he was a very, very effective spokesperson for her. She, of course, is the headline act on the last night of the convention, which is a very, very important moment for her because a lot of the country still don't know a great deal about her. She may have been vice president for almost 4 years, but she was pretty invisible during that time. And if America's going to vote for her as president, they're going to want to know a lot more about who she is, what she stands for, and why she wants that job. So it's a very, very important moment for her when she takes to the stage.